Okay, so we will learn the 15th and 16th verse from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The 15th verse, yes man.
Yes man. Yes man. Yes man.
No.
No. No. No.
Dvijate.
Dvijate. Dvijate. Dvijate.
Loko.
Loko. Loko. Loko.
Lokan.
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 No.
No, no, no,
vijate,
vijate, vijate, vijate,
chayaha,
chayaha, chayaha, chayaha,
harsha marsha,
harsha marsha, harsha marsha, harsha marsha,
bayodvegair,
bayodvegair, bayodvegair, bayodvegair,
mukto yasacha,
mukto yasacha, mukto yasacha, मुक्तो यस्यच
मे प्रियः
मे प्रियः मे प्रियः मे प्रियः
नी डाउट दीस आर इजी वर्सेस यस्मानो द्विजते लोको
यस्मानो विजते लोको यस्मानो विजते लोको यस्मानो विजते लोको
थर्ड लाइन सेकंड वर्ड भयोद्वेगैर भयोद्वेगैर लोकानो द्विजते चयः
लोकानो द्विजते चयः लोकानो द्विजते चयः लोकानो द्विजते चयः
हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर
हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर
मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
यस्मानो द्विजते लोको
यस्मानो द्विजते लोको यस्मानो द्विजते लोको यस्मानो द्विजते लोको
लोकानो द्विजते चयः
लोकानो द्विजते चयः लोकानो द्विजते चयः लोकानो द्विजते चयः
हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर
हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर
मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
I'll recite the whole verse. यस्मानो द्विजते लोको लोकानो द्विजते चयः हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर् मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
यस्मानो द्विजते लोको लोकानो द्विजते चयः हर्षामर्षभयोद्वेगैर् मुक्तो यस्सच मे प्रियः
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai.
He for whom?
He for whom?
No one is put into difficulty.
No one is put into difficulty.
And who is not disturbed?
And who is not disturbed?
By anyone?
By anyone.
Who is equipoised?
Who is equipoised?
In happiness and distress?
In happiness and distress.
Fear and anxiety?
Fear and anxiety.
Is very dear to me.
Is very dear to me.
So again we are continuing the qualities of the devotees. Means the devotees, they should develop these qualities to become dear to Krishna. See, you see in every line that is coming, no? Sacha me priyaha, sacha me priyaha, sacha me priyaha. Means, if anyone possesses these qualities, then you become dear to Krishna. It's like these are like ornaments. See, if we see sometimes nice advertisements, no? Some lady is putting all the ornaments, she looks so beautiful. but actually they are not so beautiful as these. If you wear these ornaments like humility, then truthfulness, then all this cleanliness, all these such beautiful ornaments, then Krishna will like you. So for this, he for whom no one is put into difficulty. For us, we should not put someone into difficulty. For this, one good example is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a servant called Govinda. So Govinda, one day what happened, he used to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. Now all of you know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isn't it? Is there anyone who does not know who is Chaitanya? All of you know who is Chaitanya, isn't it? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he was doing is, one day he was sleeping, and this Govinda, he was pressing his lotus feet. You know, pressing, we sometimes press our grandparents or someone, right? So he was pressing the lotus feet of Chaitanya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he is so tall, he is very tall. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very tall and very handsome. So he was sleeping in such a way, for going from one leg to another leg, Govinda had to cross Chaitanya. And crossing someone, it is not a good, it's not good. According to Vedic scriptures, you should not cross someone. So what happened, Govinda pressed the right feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he had to press the left feet. But now how he, if he has to go there, he has to cross Chaitanya. How to cross the Lord? Even he should not even cross anything, anybody. But then the Lord himself. But then Govinda, he had to do service to the Lord. So what he did? He crossed the Lord. He put a cloth on top of the Lord, wet cloth, and he crossed. He jumped and he crossed. He went the other side and he started pressing the left feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started pressing. So now almost few hours passed. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up as though he was sleeping. He never sleeps, but still he was sleeping. So he got up. He told Govinda, "Govinda, did you take your prasad?" So then Govinda said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he said, "Why? You are sleeping like this. No, how I'll go and take prasad?" So then Chaitanya said, "For pressing my feet, you crossed me, no? Then why you didn't cross for taking prasad?" So then Govinda said that, "My Lord, pressing your feet was a service to you. So I can do anything for doing service to you, even if I have to go to hell. But taking prasad is for my sense gratification, for my stomach. So for that I cannot do this mistake." So for he for whom no one is put into difficulty. Then, and who is not disturbed by anyone. There's one more example for this. He for whom no one is put into difficulty. In Ramanuja Sampradaya, there was Shripad Ramanuja had different gurus. In that, one of the guru, last summer vacation, we took the full past names of Ramanuja.
Yes.
Remember? Ramanuja Charya's all past names we took. So in that, one guru was Shailapurna. And Shailapurna, Shailapurna's disciple was Govinda. This is not Govinda from Chaitanya Charitamrita, don't mix. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Govinda is different, this Govinda is different. This is Govinda, the disciple of Shailapurna. So Shailapurna, one day, this Govinda, what he did is, he was arranging the bed for his spiritual master. You know, you do every service for your guru. So he was, okay, listen to this, just listen to this. So he was arranging bed for his guru. So nice, you know, very nice, he arranged the bed. He arranged it very nicely, put nice cloth on top of that. And after that, what did he do? He went and slept on that bed. So then Ramanujacharya, after some time, he came and he chastised him. "What is this? You are sleeping on your guru's bed. Don't you think you'll go to hell for this? Can you sleep on your guru's bed?" So then he said that, "I just slept and saw if the bed is correct for him. If there are no stones, if it is clean and if it is nice." So just see the attitude of the disciple. of the student. He is seeing that his teacher should not have any problems. So for that, he says, for that if I have to go to hell, no problem, I'll go. But my guru should have the best. So the same Govinda, once what happened, he was, there was one snake going down. He caught hold of the, and this, what did Govinda do? He caught hold of the snake and he was catching it like this, and he put his hand inside the mouth of the snake. And he was doing like this, something. For almost 15 minutes he was doing, completely his hand was inside the mouth of the snake, and he was totally rotating his hand and doing something. So Ramanujacharya came and told to Govinda, hey, what you are doing? You are going to kill the snake or what? So then after some time, this Govinda, he left the snake down. Why he was doing like that? Actually, the snake was suffering. Some thorn had gone in the neck of a snake. Does the snake have hands to remove the thorn of its own? No, so we have to help it, isn't it? So that is why, to help the snake in whose neck the thorn had gone, this Govinda, he put his hand inside the snake. For such a dangerous this thing, no? He put inside the snake to remove the thorn to help that animal. So a devotee is a person who is friendly to everyone, and for he doesn't mind his own inconvenience for others' convenience. So this is one. So he for whom no one is put into difficulty. He can't see. He is paradukha dukhi. He cannot see if anyone is sad. Like that, for example, even it comes one more story. There is a hunter. His name was Mrigari. Once Narada, he went to Prayag. In Prayag, three rivers meet. He took bath in Prayag. And Narada, you remember, I told you the story of Narada, isn't it? How Narada became Narada. So Narada, he goes everywhere, throughout, he flies everywhere. Why? To make everyone Krishna conscious. So one day what happened, Narada took bath in Prayag river, and then he was just walking. And while he was walking and coming, he came through a forest. And when he came to the forest, he saw one deer. Its two legs were cut, only two legs were cut, and it was suffering. And there was an arrow on that deer. And after some time he went, there was a bear. The bear's two legs were cut, and that bear was suffering. And there was an arrow on the bear also, and it was bleeding. The deer was bleeding, the bear was bleeding. After some, again he walked a little bit more further, there was one rabbit. Even the rabbit, its legs were also twisted, it was cut, and blood was coming out of the rabbit. The rabbit was suffering and crying. So like this, all the animals were like. Narada, he wanted to find out who is the cause behind all this suffering. Because a devotee, he cannot see anyone suffering. He is paradukha dukhi. And what are materialistic people? Paradukha sukhi. Very good. That is what we feel. That is paradukha sukhi. But Vaishnavas, devotees, they are paradukha. Narada felt so sad. He wanted to find out who is doing all these things. So he went walking, went through the shortcut and all. He went inside the forest. And what did he find? There behind a tree, one hunter was standing. And that hunter was very fierce looking, and his eyes were very reddish, and he had his bow and arrow, and he was just... And because Narada, he came through that other path, not the normal path of the forest. He took that other path, that's why all the animals on the way, they fled away. They did not know that a hunter is there, but they just fled on seeing Narada. So this hunter, he came out and he was going to shout at Narada, what is this? Because of you, all the animals went away. I wanted to hunt all those animals. So then Narada told to him that, my dear sir, I have one question from you. So he said, what question you have? So I want to ask whether all those animals which I saw while coming, does that all belong to you? He said, yes, yes, everything belongs to me. So then he said, Narada said, I have a question. Why are you killing them half? Why don't you kill them completely? They all are suffering. No, if you kill the animal half, it has more pain. It's better it dies rather than suffering. So then his name was Mrigari. Mrigari, the meaning of Mrigari is enemy of animals. So he said that it is my occupation. my father taught me that you should kill the animals like this only half, and his father also taught him the same thing. The full parampara, everyone were killing all the animals half and they were enjoying. They were saying, very nice, the animal is suffering. So this was their enjoyment. See what consciousness they had. So bad it was, isn't it? Who appreciates this consciousness? Does anyone appreciate this? No. So this was his consciousness. So then Narada said that, you know, I have a, can I request you one thing? So he said, yes, Smrigari said, I have lot of animals, you can take any of them, and I have skins also, if you want, I can give them also. Narada said, I don't want all these things, I just request you, henceforth, if you are killing, kill them completely. So then Mrigari, he told all these things, and then Mrigari said, why I should do like that? Because my parampara full, everyone is killing like that, why I should do like that? So then Narada said, see, if you don't kill them completely, you will be affected by sinful reactions. Because this is a sin. You're killing an animal is a sin. So if you kill the animals, you will have reactions. Already killing animal is a sin. On top of that, you are making them suffer more. So you will get more reactions. So, and what will happen? What will be the effect of the reactions? Every lifetime after this, next lifetime, after that, next lifetime, after that, next lifetime, these animals will come and kill you one by one. So this, just imagine. So how much the line will go, how many lifetimes he will take, and how many animals will come and kill him. So then because Narada, he was a very pure devotee, his words had weight. Whatever he would say, it would really affect the heart, it would reach the heart, even if he is a mlecha, even if he is a hunter. So then the hunter said, okay, so then what should I do? I have done so many sins. Now what should I do? And Narada said, first you break this bow. So then if I break this bow, how I will get food? How my family will get food? This is how we get food. Narada said, you first break this bow. Then he said, okay, he broke his bow. Then he said, you do one thing. Today you give up whatever in your house you have to all the brahmanas, to the priest. You and your wife take very simple simple clothes and you go and stay near a river. And you take one tulasi plant. And every day you chant the names of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You chant these names and you live a life like this. He said, how I will get my food? So then Narada said, you don't worry, I will send for you food. So then because Narada said, immediately that day only this Mrigari, he went home, he gave up everything. And he and his wife, they went and built a small hut near a river. They used to take bath in the river and then stay near the hut. They had a tulsi plant and they started chanting. And you know what happened? Because it was a village, in the whole village the news spread that, you know, this cruel hunter, now he has become a sage. He has become a devotee. He has started chanting the names of Krishna. He is staying in a simple house. So then everybody started coming to see him. And whenever you go to see a Vaishnava or a devotee, you should not go empty-handed. Oh, that is why one person got rice, one person got dal, one person got vegetable, one person got ghee, one person got sugar. Like this, everybody got one items. So then, this was the answer. Narada said, I will provide you with the food items. But then Mrigari, he saw that all the items were coming. And not only, and he had sumptuous, it was overflowing. So much food was there. So now what he did, he even started cooking and serving all of them. Then after few months, now Narada thought, let me go and see how is that cruel hunter now. How is his behavior? So Narada came with one of his friends. He was standing there and here Mrigari was. And Narada from there, Mrigari saw Narada has come. Oh, Narada, sage Muni, Narada has come, who has changed my life. So what he did, he wanted to go and offer his dandavat pranam to Narada Muni. But what happened, in the between, he was jumping up and down and going. So Narada thought, what is wrong with him? First he was, so he was jumping, going, jumping, like that he was going to Narada. And Narada said, after offering obeisances, why you were jumping and coming like this? You know what he answered? He answered that in the way when I was coming, there were many ants going. So I didn't want to stamp on those ants. Now see how the heart has changed. First he was killing the animals half and he was enjoying. Very nice. But now his heart completely changed because he was taking the names of Krishna. So because he was taking the names of Krishna, his cruel heart became a kind heart. He couldn't even stamp one ant also. So he was jumping so that he will not cause inconvenience for them. So this way, this is the heart of a Vaishnava. Vaishnavas don't even beat any of the animals. If you see a cockroach, if you see any animals, just slowly, gently with a broom, just push it out. Okay? This is how you should deal with the animals. We should not, very good. You are small, now let me also kill you. So that is how we should be very careful. So this is he for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone. Who is not disturbed by anyone. For this one pastime comes, there was a saint. He went to take bath in Godavari river. You must have read na Godavari river in your geography. So he went to take bath in Godavari. And that day he was sick. He had fever. But he went, he took bath, he came out. There was one Muslim. And that Muslim, he was very jealous of this sage. So what he did, he spat on that sage. To say, actually if a Muslim spits on you, then you become impure. So what did the sage do? He went again to the river, he took bath, again he came up. He climbed up the steps, he came out. When he came out, again this Muslim, he spat on him. Then again the saint went down, he took bath, he came up. Again he spat on him, again he went down. So like this, this Muslim, he spat on this sage 108 times. Still the sage never said anything. Whenever he would spit, he would immediately go running down, he would take bath, come out. Again he would spit, again he would go, take bath and come. Like this, 108 times he went and took bath. 108 times the Muslim got tired. So what the Muslim did, he went and he fell at the feet of that sage. And he told to that sage that how it is you are not even getting irritated, you are not even shouting at me, why like this? So then that sage said, you know what, today it is Ekadashi. I think the Lord has sent you so that I will take, it's very auspicious if you take 108 times dips in Godavari. So I will, Krishna has sent you so that I will take bath in Godavari. So this is how a saint takes every opportunity, that is Krishna's mercy. That is, he is not disturbed by anyone. For this, there is one more example of Prabhupada. In Canada, the Prabhupada, when he used to give lectures, every day one person would come. He would very keenly listen to Prabhupada's lectures and he would go. But after some months, one day, after Prabhupada finished his lecture, he said, "You have any question?" So then that man got up and that day he started speaking all nonsense. All nonsense. He just started insulting Prabhupada, and that also with such bad words and whatever came in his mouth, whatever this, he just started insulting Prabhupada in front of 50 people were sitting. In front of that, he just started insulting Prabhupada like anything. You know what Prabhupada did? He just got up, he was very silent, he went inside. And all the disciples, they were wondering how this man is doing like this. And from the next day, that man never came to the temple. And after few days, Prabhupada, he asked the disciples, why is that man not coming to the temple? So then the disciples said, Srila Prabhupada, he insulted you, but still you are asking about him. So then Prabhupada said, maybe because in my previous years, maybe I must have shouted at him sometime. That is, my karma is coming back to me. That is why he must have shouted at me. So my only intention is everyone should go to the lotus feet of Krishna. So please see to it that man comes back to the temple. So see, Prabhupada never got disturbed. So this is how devotees never get disturbed by anyone. And who is equipoised in happiness and distress. Now, do you remember in the Panchatattva, let me ask some question. Because if I keep on speaking, I feel you should also answer me something. Okay, in this picture, raise your hands, huh? Otherwise you tell me, who is in the center?
Chaitanya. Chaitanya.
Okay. Who is the one with the blue dhoti?
Nityananda.
The one with the pink one?
Gadadhar.
The one with this yellow one?
Shiva.
And this white?
Advaita.
Okay. So Advaita Acharya is the expansion of
Shiva
and Brahma. Okay, Lord Shiva and Brahma combined. That is Advaita Acharya. Nityananda?
Balaram.
Chaitanya?
Krishna.
He is Krishna himself. This Gadadhar?
Radharani.
Srimati Radharani. Okay, always used to Srimati Radharani. This?
Narada.
Okay, so this is Narad Muni. Srivas is the expansion of Narada. And this Srivas, every day he would do in his house, I told na, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole night they would do Kirtan. They say, why to sleep in the night? Let us do Kirtan in the night also. So they would close the door and everybody would do Kirtan the whole night. And one day what happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He was in full ecstasy chanting the names of Krishna and he was jumping up and down and he was so happy. Then suddenly some voice was heard. Some crying noise was heard. Loud crying noise was heard. So then it was in Shiva's house. So Shiva's wanted to find out what is the matter. So when Chaitanya was dancing there, he went inside and another room was there. So he went inside and he opened the door and the noise was coming from that room. Loud noise was coming. So he opened the door and then what did he see? That his son had expired. Shiva's Thakur's son had expired. And his wife, Shiva's Thakur's wife, along with some of her friends, they were crying. Naturally, you know, when the child dies, so they all started crying. You know what Shiva's Thakur said? Just keep quiet. Don't cry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing there. He is in full ecstasy. I don't want to disturb his ecstasy. So all of you keep, will you shut your mouth? It was his own son. Own son had expired, but he cared for the Lord's ecstasy. And Shiva Thakur told this and then he went outside. He requested them, will you all please keep quiet because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing outside. I don't want to disturb him. But then he told that and he went outside. And went outside, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still dancing. But after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not feeling that ecstasy. He was not feeling that happiness which he was experiencing sometime before. So he came to know something is wrong. So then he said, what is wrong here? Something has happened here. I am not feeling the same ecstasy which I was feeling sometime back. So then some of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu, Shiva's Thakur's son has expired. What? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Shiva's Thakur. Shiva's Thakur said, my Lord, I didn't want to disturb your ecstasy. You were chanting the names of Krishna so nicely. I didn't want to disturb. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the place where that child had this and they did Kirtan. And then that child came back alive. So the point is, a person who is not disturbed, who is equipoised in happiness and distress. Distress, no, if your child dies, is there any other distress other than that? But still Shiva's Thakur was complete, he was not at all affected. Otherwise normally people we see, oh, mera bacha, my child. You know, I met one lady once, her daughter expired 3-4 years before. But still she is crying. Why? Because you are not Krishna conscious. If you are Krishna conscious, you will know that the what is changing?
Body.
Is changing. So the soul has taken another body, that's all. Why to cry about this? In fact, you should chant the names of Krishna. Whenever anywhere any death occurs, you should not cry. By crying, actually you are causing more suffering to that soul. You should chant the names of Guru Kirtan loudly so that soul gets the best destination. So then that is equipoise in happiness and distress. For this also example is of Lord Rama. Okay, Lord Rama was going to be coronated as the king of Ayodhya, isn't it? Everybody, the whole streets of Ayodhya was washed with paneer, and everyone was decorating, such big advertisements were there. But suddenly in the night what happened? Like I told to Dashratha, send your son to 14 years for the exile. So then what happened? Dashratha, he totally collapsed on hearing this. So in the morning when Sumantra, the minister of Dasharatha, came to call Dasharatha, Kaikeyi said, go and call Ram. So then when Lord Rama came, so then he saw the condition of his father and he said, what happened to my father? So then Kaikeyi said, he had given me two promises and he is not fulfilling that. So then she said, Lord Rama said, what are those promises? So then you should go to exile for 14 years. So Lord Rama said, that's all. Can you imagine how he could take it so easily? Just imagine if I tell you, now you should go and stay in the forest without all, you should put very simple clothes, sleep on the grass, no fan, no AC, nothing, and just sleep there and no food, nothing, just eat some roots and fruits. What will happen to us? But Lord Rama, he said, oh, such a simple thing. He didn't even take. He said, why you disturb my father? You could have told me directly, I would have gone. So this is not of an equipoise, that is equal in mind and happiness. He was not jumping, oh, tomorrow I am going to become the king of Ayodhya, so I will have so many servants around me. Even that also he was not thinking, and the same way, this also. Then fear and anxiety. For fear and anxiety, I would like to tell you the example of Haridas Thakur. You know Haridas Thakur?
Yes.
Some of you know, some of you don't know. Haridas Thakur was a Muslim. And he would chant 3 lakh names every day. 192 rounds every day. You know, we chant one round every day, isn't it? He used to chant 192 rounds every day for Krishna. He would chant for 22 hours. Only 2 hours for sleep, for eating, for his personal activities. He was a Muslim. And because of this chanting, his heart was so clean and he was such a nice person. He was glowing. When you chant the names of Krishna, you will become very beautiful. You don't have to apply creams and so many things. You will naturally be beautiful. So Haridas Thakur, what happened? Because he was so beautiful and such a great sage, many people in the village, they would come to visit him. And Haridas Thakur was staying in a cave. And in that cave, every day people used to come and visit. But after some time, very dirty smell was coming from that cave. And that smell was coming for miles away. Very obnoxious. The smell, when they would come to see Haridas Thakur also, all their noses were like this. But they wanted to see Haridas Thakur. But the smell was so dirty. Everybody, you know, they used to come. And one day they finally couldn't bear it. They told Haridas Thakur that please, some dirty smell is coming from here. Please take care of, do something. So then, actually, you know what? In that cave, a very poisonous snake was staying along with Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was not at all disturbed. You and I, in the morning, if we go to chant Maha Mantra, even 2-3 mosquitoes come, we feel it is so disturbing for us. We are not able to chant our rounds. Right? But Haridas Thakur, a big snake was staying next to him. He was not at all disturbed. That is fear and anxiety. For a devotee, because he is taking the names of Krishna, he is not scared of anything. Not even of a snake who was staying just next to him. And he was not even disturbed by the smell also. Then Haridas Thakur, because everyone requested him, he thought that better than I making the snake has taken this as its residence. So it's better that I move away from here. Because he didn't want to disturb the snake. So Haridas Thakur thought that I will change my place where I will sit and chant. Because he was going to change his place, the Lord, see, in everyone's heart there is Krishna. Right? From a snake, from ant, from trees, in everyone's heart, Krishna is there. So what happened? Krishna in the heart of the snake, it made it move away from the cave. So what happened? That night itself, instead of Haridas Thakur moving away from the cave, the snake went away. So this is the glory of a great devotee. So he is not in this fear and he is not affected by fear and anxiety. Such a devotee is very dear to